Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The difference in Joe in the first five and then what happened there in the sixth?
Well, we got a couple hits and next thing you know, it's a homer. He had to work pretty hard in the fifth, but, you know, sometimes it saps you pretty quickly here. Three pretty good hitters, too, got some hits off him, and then I think he got a little tired after the Alonzo at bat.
You guys put some pressure on them in the ninth. Yeah. Is that anything to build on?
Well, yeah. I mean, you always want to get the closer in the game and, you know, nick them up a little bit toward the end, hopefully get tying run to the plate. But I think it was early in the game we had some opportunities off Carrasco that we didn't cash in that probably cost us a little bit later.
Joe's had an eventful, obviously, past 2 weeks or so, and contract talk, all that stuff, people talking about that. Have you seen him kind of handle a lot of attention this summer?
I don't really see him affect him at all. I mean, he's pretty steadfast in his routine and his preparation, and he insulates in that. We don't see anything different. You know, I don't talk to him about it, but, you know, it hasn't affected his performance. Like you said, he had a long week, the All-Star game and so forth, and pitched really five really good innings here today. Just, three hitters that kind of told the tale for him.
How'd you see the series as a whole? The two good pitchers, you found a way to beat them, but you really didn't move anybody on the bases all series.
In terms of
the runners in scoring position.
Well, that cost us, I think, today. I mean, when you win games, you'll take it. You know, it was a couple big swings that, you know, gave us a couple victories in the first two games. Today, it was more, you know, issues early on in the game against Carrasco when it looked like he was getting tired pretty early, and we had some base runners, but kept fighting to the end and scored some runs. Just fell a little short early on.
Do you look at it like it was a bloop hit against Martinez? Did you just not see anything different from him?
Yeah, it was a bloop hit, and then, you know, one ball that's up that Nito got a pretty good piece of. So, you know, got him out of there pretty quickly, so we have him available again. You know, Steven walks the first guy, which tends to, you know, hurt a little bit. Obviously, you know, ball in center field, maybe catchable there, and then gets out of it, you know, with a couple of, you know, guys on third base. Ended up a couple good pitches there that we've seen in the past, so we need to get him back in a groove too.
With Joe in that spot, you wouldn't have considered walking or pitching around Alonzo there, right?
No.
And then, yeah, the explanation that on the
I didn't get one.
The release play?
Yeah, I didn't get one. After looking at it, it looked like Lindor knocked him off the base, and I think that's what Ruiz was saying. But the challenge, I believe, is safer out, and it's judgment as far as, you know, knocking him off the base.
Do you know whether he was ruled out on for, like, being above the base on the slide, or was it out based on the after?
I don't get an explanation.
Is that the quintessential play that, I know he overslid it and everything, but he may have kept contact. He clearly beat it by...
No, I think he did keep contact. I think it ended up being Lindor knocking him off the base. And that's something that they should look at probably a little harder.
Is that the kind of play that's like, I don't know, what do you think of replay when it clearly...
I've always been against the keep the tag on type of thing. When you hit the base, almost everybody tends to come up just a little bit if you go feet first. I think there was some talk about trying to, you know, go again, you know, do something about that, where you're clearly, you're safe, you hit the base, you come off for a second. But, you know, those are the rules of the game right now, and sometimes you pay for them.
It's not just rookies who overslap, but you've had some guys come in and kind of do that at first. What can he do to...
I think there's a lot of exuberance as far as he goes, and, you know, there's so much... torque and so much speed going in there. Maybe Fields a little bit different here too. He just kept going. But again, I don't think that he came off the bag.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.